Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and every week we are so fortunate to have KCUP provide us the opportunity to talk about news, events, and people related to Lincoln County government. Tuesdays is 8:30 is our time, and remember you can stream this program live on the web, and of course every day these programs are archived on the KCUP website in the download section, so you can download them and visit the rest of the programs that are occurring here during the week time and time again. So it's a nice feature offered by AgPal Broadcasting. In just a few moments, we're going to talk to Caitlin Hordachoke, and she's from United Way. She's nodding at me. Yes, you've got my name correct. So we're looking forward to our discussion with her and learning about United Way in our community. Before we get started, though, let's take a look at the county's homepage, what's new and the latest news. One of the things I keep discussing and I keep up on the county homepage is the fact that emergency management has a new revised website. We think that information is laid out very logically for you, something you can come to time and time again to see any notifications from NOAA and from the Sheriff's Department and the Office of Emergency Management if you need to. And there's an icon on the homepage there that really links you directly to the latest weather conditions and any emergency conditions as they occur. So please be aware that is there for you as a resource. You can get to it from the county homepage, or you can enter the sheriff's website section of the Lincoln County pages as well and find the information. It's there and very easy to see. A lot of talk about 211. It is up and running. It continues to be refined, let's say, because as more community organizations add their information into the databases, it just gets improved. So I don't know, you and I might be talking about 211. I know United Way is very big with 211, so we'll have to see what Caitlin has to say about that. So there's a link there to 211, and it's really pretty simple, 211info.org, or just call 211 for those questions that you may have about local services. So take advantage of that. If you haven't tried it, give it a whirl. Try it on the web. See how it works for you. Also, Living Well with Chronic Conditions, Ann Way, she's our Living Well coordinator. If you have chronic conditions or have family members with chronic conditions, I want you to remember that those classes are free and really teach folks how to deal with those chronic conditions. And they've been really, really well responded to. A lot of people say that it's really helped them take control of the kinds of things they're dealing with, whether they're diabetic or epileptic, different types of conditions that you may have or family members may have. Looks like the next class is coming up are February 15th through March 22nd. That's going to be at the Senior Center in Newport, and it's rotating through the community. We're going to be in Toledo in March, at North Lincoln Hospital in Lincoln City, looks like in May, or I'm sorry, in May, that's going to be the Yahats Presbyterian Church. So those classes are free. The information is there on the county page. And last but not least, we are still doing vaccinations for the flu. There are two times that you can come for drop-in clinics at Community Health and Human Services here in Newport, and that is on Monday and Friday. So that's news from the county's homepage. Well, I think we should get into our interview and talk to Caitlin now. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey.
So this is your first time on a radio show, is that correct?
It is.
So what do you think so far?
Pretty good so far.
It's kind of a neat place down here, isn't it?
It is, very much.
I think for folks who have never been into a radio studio, you know, you've got all this soundproofing on the walls, and you've got, you know, what, 8 microphones, and then you've got an engineer over here, and he's making sure we're all queued up. So it's kind of a nice opportunity. We can have you come down and learn about United Way.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, you know, you presented at the Newport Chamber, I think it was about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago?
Back in November, I think it was. It was a community report, about 3 minutes, so that was a good opportunity to get in front of the public there.
Yeah, you know, I went, oh, United Way, and do you remember me coming up to you and giving you a business card.
Yes, I do. I appreciated that.
I thought, I've got to talk to her. And so eventually you emailed me, and you emailed me some information about the Family Wise program.
Yes, I did.
And I'm sure we can get into that in a section in a second. But can you just tell us maybe about you? I know you called yourself a newbie to the community.
Sure, I can do that. Well, I have been full-time in the community for just over a year. My husband is a music director at Taft High School in Lincoln City. So that's what brought me over to this area, and I'm very excited to be working for and with United Way and helping out the community in that capacity.
Now, you know, you had said that, you know, you've kind of had a varied educational career. You've been to Rochester, New York, and communications. And, you know, of course, I think that's interesting. Communications is kind of my thing, too. And really, now you are really kind of fulfilling that role with United Way. But how did you ever end up saying, I'm going to go to New York and do communications?
Well, it was a pretty easy decision, actually. I did my undergrad degree at Oregon State University, graduated in 2007, and knew about a year before I finished at OSU that I could potentially pursue some graduate school. And I had the opportunity a few years prior to that time to visit the campus of the Rochester Institute of Technology in Rochester, New York. And once I visited the campus, it was one of those cases where I fell in love with it. And I thought, okay, I have to pursue a program here. Had really great opportunities. I'm actually hard of hearing. And they have great opportunities for deaf and hard of hearing students at that campus. So it was kind of a no-brainer for me. I knew I wanted that experience. And the experience of living cross-country was definitely worthwhile and one that I'll never forget.
So now, did you grow up and finish like high school in Albany, or?
I did. Okay. I was born and raised in Albany, so not too far from here, and returned to my native and home state. So it's good to be back. I have lots of family here in the area, so definitely love being around them too.
So at Rochester, you know, how far is somewhere like that from central, like Manhattan, or, you know, where is it located?
Well, New York City. I never had the chance to make the drive myself, but hearing from other people, I understood that the drive was about 5 to 6 hours from Rochester, so doable within one day, but not something that I fit in during my time there, so hopefully I can make it back for another visit.
Is the emphasis at that particular institution, can you describe that? I mean, on one hand, you said there was accessibility for hard of hearing. What does that mean?
Well, accessibility, they have a phenomenal program that provides accommodations, any kind of listening accommodations that you can request and that is pretty much available out there, you can get on this campus. And you have to realize this campus has over probably 1,500 to 1,600 deaf and hard of students right now on the campus. Mm-hmm. And they try to entice them to this school with reduced tuition through a federal program, I believe. So the reduced tuition was definitely a perk for going to a private school. So that was definitely something...
That helped a little, huh?
Yes. I'll take whatever help I can get. So that was great.
Well, great. Interesting educational background there. Well, you know, it does go by fast. We should probably start plugging away on what you're doing. And, you know, one of the commissioners had told me when I mentioned that I was having you on the program that, you know, United Way used to have... did they have an office here at one time?
They did. A few years ago, there was a physical office location here in Newport. But we, a couple years ago, made the decision, or I should say my executive director and board made the decision to close that office to reduce our overhead and expenses in that capacity. So I do actually work from home, and fortunately we do have a physical office over in Corvallis, but that is actually rent-free. though we really are getting a pretty sweet deal on those kind of expenses, which allow us to do more with the money that we raise and actually bring it back to the community, helping fund agencies like we do.
You'd mentioned in your talking points that there was a merger with Benton County in 2005.
There was.
Is that when the offices here went there, or
I believe the office in Newport was still here at the time, but a couple years afterwards, from my understanding, it closed for that reason, to save those costs.
You know, in my kind of process of boning up and doing some research, trying to get a grasp on what United Way is, you know, of course, I went to the website and I looked at that history, that chronology of the United Way, and went, wow, you know. And as we were talking earlier, I'm used to seeing, you know, a football player on the Super Bowl or something talk about their involvement with the United Way. And you had said that, you know, the logo is kind of an icon, so to speak. But when I looked at that history, I went, wow, you know, United Way has been around a long time. They really started from this grassroots type of thing. So what is it that United Way does?
Well, we, to tie into that history, we have been here for over 30 years. So that is quite a history here in Lincoln County. One of our primary roles is to raise money to grant out to service agencies that benefit one of our three impact areas. And those impact areas are education, health, and income. So,
and those are always the primary targets, right?
Yes. So all of the agencies that we provide funding to will benefit one of those three areas. The way we look at it is that it takes three legs to make a stool stand. You can't have a stool with one leg. So you need, for people to be successful members of the community, they need to have financial stability, quality education, and good health care. So, of course, all of the agencies we fund provide those direct services to members of Lincoln County.
And do you know much about those original origins? I know there were some, you know, black and white photos, and I think there was a woman, was it a pastor, I believe, maybe started, you know, thinking this way and looking for ways to provide money into the community. I'm not sure if I remember correctly. Sorry about that.
There was. I'm a little rusty on that history myself, but I believe it was a pastor in Colorado that started, that saw a need for agencies to be funded so that they can focus on the direct services they provide, not just keeping their doors open and tying in all of those resources together in each local community. So I believe that is where it started in Colorado and then spread out across the country. So there is a United Way worldwide right now that provides great resources and a bucket of tools for each local United Way to operate. But we have independence in how we do operate and how we function here, which is a great thing because every community is different and individualized in what they need and the kind of approach that you need to take.
With Lincoln County Connections, we're talking to Caitlin Hordichoke. She is from the United Way, and really you're fairly new in terms of having a local presence from United Way as in an individual, right?
I am. Like I said, I've been in the community for just over a year now, and I started with United Way about 5 months ago, so it's given me a great opportunity to network both professionally and personally here in the community across the whole county.
Well, and you'd mentioned the three legs of the stool, so to speak. What are those again in terms of what you do?
Well, our three impact areas, which you are referring to, are education, health, and income. So all of the agencies that we fund here in Lincoln County benefit those three impact areas.
And so how does this end up, as far as your goals, what's going on with this?
Well, United Way across the country are very well known for their Day of Caring, which is a day of service projects performed by volunteers in the community. They come together for one day. It could be a half a day, a whole day, and they perform some any number of service projects. It could be painting a deck or repairing or cleaning up a playground. So we would really like to bring that back to Lincoln County. We have not had one here in the community for the last couple years, and we'd like to see it come back again. We also are hoping to build up our board membership, and ideally we'd have representation from all parts of the county. So an individual from Walport or as well as an individual from Toledo, and all parts of the county are represented by our board membership. And in a perfect world, United Way would be a household name. Unfortunately, I think in the last couple years, United Way has somewhat fallen to the wayside in terms of visibility and presence here, and we still get the question, well, I didn't know that Lincoln County had a United Way. Where are you? I don't see you around. So in a perfect world, we would be out there and everybody would hear and know about us.
So, I mean, are we going to see or do we see those? I mean, are those dollars really coming into the community? We're just not aware of it at this point.
They are. Last year, actually, we were able to, or I should say Last year, we were able to fund six agencies. And those agencies received their funding check back in July. So the dollars are coming in. They need to increase, though. Of course, we're always looking for more financial contributions to continue doing what we're doing in a greater capacity.
You know, with the internet as a way for folks to donate, I mean, typically, how has money come to the United Way? I mean, through people writing checks, through corporations, individuals, a mix of different kinds of contributions?
The answer is it would be a mix. We run primarily during the fall time. We run workplace campaigns. So a lot of local businesses and workplaces here in Lincoln County actively participate in a campaign currently. Of course, there are always other businesses that we could tap into. So we do run workplace campaigns. We do accept individual contributions mm-hmm. from people not associated with the workplace, and those can be one-time gifts, or a very popular way of giving to United Way is through payroll deduction. So that allows someone within their workplace to spread out the giving. They can give $5 a month for the course of 1 year rather than write out one check at a time, which can be difficult for someone.
When I looked at the history on the website, it seemed to me like United Way has by no means lost any kind of steam in terms of a national profile. I mean, it seems like revenues are still very good.
They are. And it is a very valuable brand. The United Way logo and brand out there has a lot of support behind it, as you mentioned before, from partners like the NFL. There are a lot of corporate companies and businesses that back what we are doing and the fundraising efforts that we set out to do.
You know, since it's going to be getting close here towards the end of the program, Caitlin, we should probably hit family-wise, right? The two things I want to know would be, talking about the family-wise, but should individuals contact you and take those in order that you'd like to?
Yes, they... are you asking about general questions?
Yeah, I mean, can an agency, an individual cause contact you, and can you vouch for them, that type of a thing? I mean, is there any kind of a process for local businesses? you know, in that sense? Or do they just need to look for the programs that are pre-existing? Like,
well, any 501c3 can submit a grant application for funding,
okay,
whether we have funded them before in the past or not. They can submit a an application, but of course we will be looking for the agencies and the programs that fall within our impact areas. So if you feel like your agency is providing a service that falls in one of our areas, education, health, or income, then feel free to apply. We are unique in that we do a one ask on behalf of many, so we cannot promote one agency above another. We are right. asking on behalf of all of the agencies that apply for funding.
Is that application process, are those available on the website? Do they contact you personally? Or how
they can contact me through email. Email would be the best way, and that would be Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, at United Way, B as in Bob, L, C as in Charlie, .org would be the best way to contact me. And we have a listserv with information that gets sent out to the agencies.
Do you have a little profile on the United Way website in terms of the Lincoln County area?
We should. We are, as you mentioned before, Casey, we are merged with Benton County, so our okay. official title is United Way of Benton and Lincoln County. All of the money that we raise here in Lincoln County, though, stays right here in Lincoln County.
Okay. Well, you know what I'll do is we'll get this family-wise media release. I'll post that on the county homepage.
Sure, that would be great.
And put the information there. So let's talk about family-wise and who can take advantage of this right now.
Well, FamilyWise is a great program that we have actually partnered with, but they provide free prescription drug discount cards, which can provide a savings of up to and sometimes more than 30% off of any given prescription. So this is free to anyone with or without insurance. Sometimes if you are currently on an insurance plan, it won't cover a certain drug. So this is a great resource that I wanted to bring to the radio because not very many people know about this yet, and the card itself can be used like a coupon at any participating pharmacy here in the county, mm-hmm. and the card can be printed off on the FamilyWise website.
And you're holding one of these right now, right?
Yes, I am. So we are in the process of distributing hard copies of this card, which again can work as a coupon if you present it to a participating pharmacy and you receive your instant savings right there on the spot. There's no application. There's no process or waiting time for getting the discount. It happens instantaneously.
And this is for everyone.
It is. It is.
Huh. Impressive. So they can print it out, or you're thinking of maybe doing kind of some laminated versions?
No, they can print it out off of the website, and then we are distributing these copies that I'm holding in my hand right now across different public venues here in the county. So those continue to get put out, so you can pick up a card if you do not have access
a
to
printer.
The internet.
Okay. So right now you've got basically these cards/coupons at Walport Drug, Walgreens Lincoln City, Safeway Lincoln City, Cultural Center Lincoln City, Taft High Lincoln City. They're at Fred Meyer Newport, WorkSource Oregon, Newport, that's in the Avery building, Walmart, the public library, the courthouse. So there's a lot of locations. And maybe you could actually email me this and I could, you know, package it with the information
sure,
on the website.
Sure, I can do that.
Cool. Wow. So that's wonderful. We
got to
really keep spreading this word. How many? Oh, we got 2 minutes left, he says. He's got the cue cards up for us. So, okay, we'll get that information out there. And, you've got a phone number. Anyone can call you between 8 and 5. I mean, is that basically the way it works? You keep business hours like that?
Yes, it is.
And that's 265-5182?
Yes, that's correct. But like I said, because I am hard of hearing, email would be the best method to get a hold of me.
Okay. Email is the way to go. So for those of you listening, one way we'll put this information out there is we're going to put this immediate press release on the Lincoln County homepage. Or you can go www.familywise.org and get the coupons there as well. So, well, it's been wonderful to have you on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
And I think you're doing very well as a newbie. And your husband, he is a music teacher at Taft High School, correct?
He is. This is his fourth year teaching there.
So I imagine we'll be seeing more of you.
Well, hopefully that will be the case.
Well, I'm glad you are on the program. First time down here in the KCAP studios with Caitlin. And, of course, you've been listening to Lincoln County Connections. Next week, we'll have our program again. It'll be at 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday. And if you're curious about listening to this at a different time or you want to share it with your friends, you can always do that by downloading the program at kcup.net or streaming it live from kcup.net as well. So thanks for listening today, and we'll see you next week, same time, same place.